more saintly to tell us where Nekeva came out first, and then the second one is a Zohar. I would have thought that maybe he's the first Zohar. The Gemara says no. Mipeterechem Nafka, from the word Peterechem I know this. Elish Ramin, isn't this the proof that Bechor, the reason why the Torah says the extra word Bechor in the Pasuk is Lamut, it comes to exclude Hecha di Yotza Acha Yetzir Daifen. In the case where the first kid came out through a Caesarean, and then the second kid comes out through a Peterechem, which I would have thought to say that's called a good Peterechem, maybe the Kedushas Bechor. Kamash on the Pasuk, the extra word Bechor, no, he's not called the firstborn. But Rashi speaks out really so far, both according to Abai and according to Ravina, they both have the same halacha. Like Rav Kiva in the Mishnah, it has to be a complete Bechor. It's only Shal that we know from the Mashmoyis of the word Bechor, or from the extra word Bechor. Now the Gemara says no. Oh, Malay Ravacha Midiftal Ravina. Ravacha Midiftal, that's the question on Ravina. That is Sagadaitik, you tell me, and think is Sagadaitik, that Bechor Ladover Echot. Heavy Bechor, a Bechor for one thing, that is called a Bechor. If so, Tainach, that's good. Hecha di Yotze Zochom. Where Zochom came out first. The Yotze Zochom Yotze Deifen. Where first the Zochom came out through the side. And then the Zochom Dorach Rechem. And then the second kid, the second Zochom comes out through the Peter Rechem. That's the extra word, the Bechor, to Loi Kaddish. That I understand. The Yemayit Leidim of Bechor. The Bechor Lerachma Miko. Bechor the Zchorim Lech. In such a case, is a Miyit. Because even though this kid is a Zohar, is a Bechor Lerechem, but since it was already a Zohar, came out before, he's not the first Zohar, therefore he's not called a Bechor. But Elab, what's going to be in the case? Hecha di Yotzeso Nekeva Derech Doifen. What's going to be in the case where the first kid that came out through a Caesarean was a Nekeva, not a Zohar? And then the second one coming out, the Zohar Derech Rechem, then the second one came out, Taka through the womb, but that came out to be a Zohar. So in such a case, Liktosh, here I would think to say, it should have Kedushas Bechor. Why? The Ika Bechor the Zohorim, because the Mai sits a Bechor for Zohorim is the first Zohar, the first male to come out. And also Bechor Lerechem. It's also considered a Peter Rechem as the first one to come out through the Rechem. See, if you tell me, like Ravina, that I only use it from an extra word of Bechor, but not that the Mashmois itself means a Bechor Lechodavorim, so Avakasha, from the extra word Bechor, that's only coming to mind in the case where the Yetzir Daifen was a Zohar. And then another Zohar comes out. But in the case like we're asking now, where the Yetzir Daifen, the first one, was in the Keva, and the second one comes out from the Peter Rechem as a Zohar, thereby I would think to say it's a good Bechor, because the Mice it's a Bechor for Zohar and a Bechor for Peter Rechem. So have no Mitakro, and Avad is not true, Avad according to the Kiva, you have to be a Bechor Lechol Dover. So that can be Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. So when it says true, Elo Machvata Kedabai, let's come on the way Abai learns. The Avada the Pshat is from the Mashmoy, so the word itself, Bechor, we hold, means a Bechor Lechodover. A Bechor Lechodover means he has to be the first one, a Zohar, a Peterechem, that has Lucius Bechor. But any time he's not the first one, no matter what happened, whether when the Kiva came out through Yetzir Daifen first, that's not called the Bechor. So it's like Rashi, Elo Machvata Kedabai, to Mashmoye Sevi Bechor Lechomili. Bishamachim Amayit Kul, therefore everything is Amayit. And that's part of the Kiva in the Mishnah, that's where we hold. A Bechor is only the first one that comes out through a Peterechem and it's a Zohar. Anything else that comes out before that makes it true that there's no more Kedushas Bechor anymore. Hadrin Alech Alakeach Uba Parasa. Now the Mishnah says, Halakeach Behemim Minah Bikichovim. If somebody buys a Behem off a Goy, Halakech Behemim Min Avikichovim, V'yeinu Yedei, you do not know, in Bichrim Lo Bichri, do not know whether it gave birth already or not. Has your buying the Behem off a Goy? And now when you have it, it gives birth by you. So you have a Sotel now, it gives birth to a Zachar. So you're not sure, is this the first one it gave, is the first Peterechem or not? So Lachar is like this. Reb Yishmael says, Eiz, if you buy a goat off a Goy, Varshenoso, if it's only 1 year old, and it gives birth by you during its first year, or before it's 1 year old, then you should know Vadel HaKoyin for sure that this kid is a Bechor, because if the Eiz gave birth already once this year, would not give birth a second time this year. So if by you it gave birth the first time, it gave birth by you during its first year, for sure this is the Bechor, and therefore it's Vadel HaKoyin. Mikan Vil, let's say after a year old, then it gives birth, Sofik, then it's a suffix whether this is the Bechor or not. So, Minasot will see later, Mestomi, it's Yeroy Shistoivu. You have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balmum is not either the Mumay. Rashi says, Suffix, Yeroy, the Yoch, the Mumay, the Balmum. Right. What's going to be Rochel? Let's say you bought a sheep, you bought a lamb, not a goat, but you bought a sheep, you bought a lamb off the guy. And then the Bashtayim, if it gave birth within the first 2 years, before it's 2 years old by you, then Vadil Kain, for sure, that's because the first one that gave birth, here it takes longer for it to give birth by Rochel. So would it give birth already by the guy? It wouldn't give birth the second time by you, since it gives birth by you now before it's 2 years old. That's approved as the first one, and if it's a Zohar, a Peter Rechem, it's Vadil Kain. Mikan Vil, if it gives birth by you after it's 2 years old, again, then it's a Suffolk, whether it's a Bechor or not. So again, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balam could eat it. What's going to be Poro v'chamor? Let's say you buy a Poro, a cow, or you buy a Chamor, a donkey off the guy. Now, Benois Sholosh, if it's less than 3, within the first 3 years, it gives birth by you. So Vada l'Kain, for sure that's a Kain. It's a Badi Bechor, you give it to the Kain. Mikan v'elech, if it gives birth by you after it's 3 years old, then the Locher is Suffolk. It's a Suffolk whether it's a Bechor or not. That's not you right. She started with Yechel Lebailim b'Mumay. Oh, Malay Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says back, and Rashi says what Sofik Shapet the Chamor Mafresh Tle Buliyatzmo. You have to be Mafresh Tle, but you have right to keep it. We have before take off the Yisra Shemoy, then you have right to use it. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Yishmael. Now, Oh, Malay Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says back to Rabbi Yishmael, Eilu Bevlad Bilvada Beinu Nefteres Kedivarechom. It would be true that the only thing that makes it like Ois Bechor would be a Vlad if it gave birth once. And now the second time, the birth is not a Bechor. So true, then you'd be right that if it gives birth within the first year, for sure it did not give birth before, and therefore it's a Bechor. Elo, but if we keep it like this, Omru was said that Simen HaVlad BeBehema Daka Tinuf. It means by behemadak, let's say by a sheep or by these goats, so if it let out some dirty blood, tinuf, that's also a simon to say that it had a kid, and the kid was nimuach, and that also papas from Bechor, that the next one that's born is not called a Bechor anymore. So if this happened during the first year, it's still possible for it to give birth to another one during the first year. So therefore, it's not enough to say that it gives birth now during the first year to say for sure it's a Bechor, because maybe some tinuf means like some dirty blood came out before from the rechem, which was a vlad, which was nimuach, dissolved. Uva gasa bebehem gasa by a poro by a chamor shilya. If the placenta comes out from the womb, that's also proof to say that there was a vlad there and something happened to it. But I call upon him that would pata that the next one that comes out is not called a bechor. The same thing of isha when a lady gives birth. Shafir Vishulya, when she gives birth to the placenta, the placenta comes out, or else the shvir, that's the skin of the kid itself. You know, you don't see a body there, you just see the skin coming out. That's also a symbol to say that really she was pregnant and she had a miscarriage. And that makes it that the second one that comes out is not called the Bechor anymore. See, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, we can never tell for sure if this one coming out now, when you buy a baby or a guy, if it's really Bechor or not. So therefore, he says like this, Rabbi Kiva, this is the general rule. Kol sheyidua shebichra, if you know for sure, you trust the guy tells you all this proof that the poro already gave birth already once. So now, ein kama kain klum, pshita, when you buy it, then it gives birth by you. Pshita is the second one, it's not no kedushas bechor. You don't have to give anything to the kain. But v'chol sheloi bichra, if you know for sure that the animal did not give birth yet, and this is the first one, so raise the kain, then it goes to the kain, it's regular bechor. But being suffic, let's say you do not know, so you have a doubt whether this is the first one, this is the bechor or not, so lachor is yoichol b'muma lebailim. The bailim have right to keep it, hafamaitzu mechver ol avaraya, because because of the Easter Shaboy, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. So once it's a balmum, it has no gushes aguf anymore, then even the kain would have been allowed to eat it. Just if it's a Vade Bechor, there's a mitzvah nesina to give to the Kain. Now, if it's a Safik Bechor, the Yisrael, the owner, has the right to keep it after din of a Moshe Mechaveroi, all of a Raya. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no proof to say throughout the first year that it's a Vade Bechor, it always remains a Safik Bechor. Now the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelech, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that gives birth after 1 year by an aze, what do you say, Safik? It's a Safik if it's a Bechor or not. The question is why, the Gemara says, am I Safik? Holachacha roiv behemoth. Why don't you go bust a roiv? You brought this aze, you brought this goat off a guy that's a year old already. So who is to go bust a roiv and say that roiv behemoth, the majority of behemoths in the world, is misabreis v'yoldus patech shenosan. Most behemoths gave birth throughout its first year old. So therefore, if you brought it after a year old, and now it gave birth by you, like for sure we should say it's not a bechor, for sure it gave birth already once. And that's the crow, holchamacha roiv. So why does the Mishnah say according to Rabbi Shmuel it's a Sofik? Why is it a Sofik? It should be Vadai Achulin. So the Mor says, Vaha Vadai Melad Oilad. We should say because of the Roy that this animal for sure gave birth already. And if so, it should have no Kedushas Bechor, not even in a Sofik. So the Mor says, the Chul Lema, like, do we have to say Lema, let's say, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Meir Svirlei, that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that Rabbi Meir holds the Chayshin Lemutei. So we have to be choshesh to be afraid about the miyut, even though there's a klal of roiv. Still, mayas choshesh lemute. And this we'll see whether the shalim of the rabbanon is choshesh lemute, or whether it's only midiraisi you say when you have a smirch mitla chasaka. This we'll see. But call upon the mayas shit with that you don't use a roiv, that you have to be choshesh for the miyut. So that's why Nabi Shmuel also, even though a roiv bain has gave birth already, but you have to be afraid that maybe the minority that did not give birth. So therefore, the Yisurim, you have to go to Chumrah to say, maybe still the Sofik Bechor. And the Chumrah is a little dochah, because we don't hold like Rameh, Rameh is a Daf Yochit. Samara says, no, you don't have to say like this. It could be that Afilu Teme Rabbonin, even if you want to say that Rabbi Yishmol holds like the Rabbonin Shita, that usually you do go Bosa Roiv. But I tell you, Rabbi Yishmol holds like this in the Rabbonin, that Chiazli Bosa Ruba, when did the Rabbonin say you go Bosa Roiv? Garuba di Yisa, come on. There are two types of roiv. There's a roiv, the Issa Kamon, that's in front of us, and a Ruba, the Lesser Kamon, that's not in front of us. So when the Rabbanan said, we go boss the roiv, Hokamacha roiv, that's by Ruba, the Issa Kamon, that's in front of us. What's the case of a roiv that's in front of us? It's going to the case of Tisha Chanuyas, where you have 9 butcher stores selling kosher meat, and 1 butcher store sells treif meat in the city. And if you find a piece of meat outside in the street, so we say Holchamacha Roiv, that this piece of meat came from the Roiv stores, which are kosher. You have a right to say the meat is kosher. That's when you go bust the Roiv. That's called Ruba the Easter Kamon, that all 10 stores are here in front of us. There's also the case of a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin also, you have to have a psak of 23. Let's say you have 12 paskin one way and 11 paskin the other way. So you say the psak comes out from the Roiv. But the mice, all 23 people are here. The Rashi says of a Sanhedrin, we're going Shnei Mosem Mizak in 12 states is okay, he's potter. The Yechad Osem Chayyavim in 11 states Chayiv. Halacha Zakai remains Zakai. That's the cloud you go bust the right. So these two cases are called Ruba di Issa Kamon. Alba, but in the case like an Amishnah of Ruba di Issa Kamon, it's down in front of us. Loyazi Rabbana Bas Ruba. Maybe the other Rabbana did not go bust the right. Smurra says it's not true. The Yokot and the Ketana, case of a kid and a girl. The Ruba the Lesser Kamon, we'll soon see this is a case of Ruba the Lesser Kamon, that they go boss Umdana, the way Roiv boys are, the way Roiv girls are in the world, even though they're not in front of us, and still we go boss the Roiv. Rukazli Rabbana boss Ruba, that's not one like this. Gemara Yevamis, that Kotan Nuktana. Let's say the case of the Kotan, again, where the husband dies, and the brother is alive, and they don't have any children, so the mitzvah yibum. So katan uktana, where the brother alive now is a katan, or else where the yivoma, she is a katana. So lachos in both these two cases, loy chotzim, loy miyavnim, divra bimeya. Bimeya holds in such a case, there's no mitzvah chalitza, they can't do chalitza, and they can't do mitzvah yibum either. Now, omru loy, sechom said back to Bimeya like this, your format is good that you said, shein chotzim, we can't have the mitzvah chalitza done. If the Yavam is a Katano, or if the Yavam is a Katan, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. They can't do yet the Mitzvah Chalitza. Why not? Ish cost of a Parsha. It says in the word Ish. The Parsha says the word Ish. Well, Makshin and Ish Shal Ish, Ramakish Ish Shal Ish. Just like the man to do the Chalitza has to be an Ish, has to be a Godel, well, then the Ish also has to be a Gedolah. So by a Katan or Katana, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. Very good. But ma tamei mi yavma, the Chum argue and remain say, what's the reason why he said there's no mitzvah yibum? Why not let there be a mitzvah yibum? You don't have to be a godly, you don't have to have das to do mitzvah yibum. So even the katan should be able to do the mitzvah yibum. Let him live with the yavama. Omel hem, so remain answer back and says like this, no. Katan, the reason why if the yavim is a katan, we do not let him make yibum. He can't be boil his yavama, his brother's wife. Because we have to be afraid, Shema Yim Sasaris. Maybe this cotton, when it grows up, will be a source, will be a person that cannot have kids. And if so, there's no Mitzvah Yibim then. The whole Mitzvah Yibim is Lachem Zerah Liyachiv. You have to have children for your brother's sake, like. But in the case with the Yavam, the Zohar, if he's a Saris, there's no Mitzvah Yibim. Because no Mitzvah Yibim is being Pagaya with an Issa Arab of Eshasach. Therefore, it may hold, we do not let him do the Yibim until he grows old. Let's see if it's really a Saris or not. And the same thing with Ketana, when the Tzata said that the Yavam is the Ketana, even though the Yavam, the brother is a Godom, still we do not let him make Mitzvah Yavam. Why? Because for Meyel, we have to be afraid of the Muta, Shema Tim Silenus. Maybe this Yavam will grow up and be an idleness, then also means she cannot have children. And if so, there's no Mitzvah Yavam, and Venimtsu comes out that Pogim be Erva, they're both being Pogay in the Erva of Eshesach. That's the reason of Rav Meir that he says Chashin Lemutai, that we do not let a katan or katana do the mitzvah yibum. Through Rabbanon, what's the Rabbanon answer back? What do they argue? For Rabbanon, they say no. Zil basaruba, let's go basarayv. Aruba the lesser, come on. Now, katanim go basarayv of katanim and varayv katanim last risaninu. Most kids are not eventually going to be a saris. Most kids are going to grow up and be healthy kids. They'll be able to have children. Therefore, you've read to say right now, this cotton is basar, is part of the rave, and therefore we let him do mitzvah yibum. And the same thing, zil basar ketanis, go basar rave ketanis. For rave ketanis, what's the majority of the ketanis in the world? Lav idleness ninu, they're not on idleness ninu. So, the rabbanim say we go basar rave, and we're not chashin lemutei, even by Yeruba the lesser come on. So about the Kasha and our Mishnah according to Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? The Mekan Belech is a Sofet Bechor. For our Kasha is, why is the Sofet Bechor? Go boss the Roy Damas, Roy Damas, I Yodos, Peter Shinoson. And therefore, after the first year, it should be like a Vade, not a Bechor. So what's wrong with Rabbi Shmuel that he says it's like a Sofet? So Mura says, Enechnami, Elo Marov, a Rav, he said, what you have to say is, Machvat, you have to come after the first terrorist, the real terrorist that we said was that Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Meir Srilai, that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that he holds Chashin Lemutei, that you have to be Chashin Lemutei. So therefore here, we hold that we do not, therefore here, Minasafik, there's still a mitzvah, there's still a Bechor. There's still a Kedushas Bechor, Minasafik. Now, Tei speaks out here, Machvat, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Srilai, the Chashin Lemutei, Omitam, Smoich Muta, with some of this Smiyat, Shem Misavris, there is a Smiyat, the minority of Behemoth, that did not give birth the first year. So we take this in, we connect it with leches, with lechazoko, the becheska shlo yoda. That when the behemoth was born, it didn't give birth yet. Sounds like a cheska sagufta said, it did not give birth yet. And therefore, v'yisra le'ruba. Therefore, this roi behemoth yoda is a reyesa. Now, I'll tell you something, sir, because of this, ain't lechesh v'adi b'chor, we do not say tzidda v'adi b'chor. They have the Paga Paga, that only remains the most is Paga Paga. You don't embrace Perek Basel Yivamis. Vishomarachti. A Kopon and Mashmasoni is Sophic. That's all, not more than a Sophic. A Vad, even if Yot Chashinum Yutei, and Smech Mutla Chazok, it does not make it into a Vadai, but Adrav, it only keeps it for Sophic. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, Mikan Vilech, you have a Sophic, whether it's a Bechor or not. Alright, we'll stop here.